and it's still about 2.3 miles upslope, 2.3 miles upslope from the intersection of the highway and the village road. Still moving in a northeast direction. Still kind of also widening at this point. So again, we're watching it very closely. It's in that corridor of those two paths of steepest descent. So as far as it indicating which way it's going to go, that still hasn't happened yet. We're watching that, and obviously we'll be sharing what observations we have with the HVO team. So again, it's still at a distance. It's not requiring or posing any immediate threat and requiring any kind of further action other than to continue to maintain that situational awareness and to monitor the flow. The last few days, we've been having a south wind in the morning, so the smoke conditions have been in a different direction down through the Ainaloa, Orchid Land, Hawaiian Parish Park, KL, even into Hilo. So we're seeing different kind of weather patterns that maybe different communities are experiencing the smoke conditions. But this morning was, I would say, light to moderate and wasn't as cool this morning, so the inversion layer wasn't there. The smoke was pretty well dissipating. And pretty much that's it. We're continuing today with our excursion coordination with DOE and the schools. So we saw the first group come through this morning at 8:30, just finished. Second group's coming through at 11:30. First group, we had about 170-plus kids. Second group coming through, almost 100 kids. So between yesterday and today, I think we've seen we're going to see well over 500 students over the course of the 2 days. So that's where we're at today. Do you have any questions for me?
Hi, Daryl. Tom here at the Trip. Yeah, looking at the map that was posted today, it appears that the yellow dot is still on the path of steepest descent that it's been following. Does it appear it's still favoring that route?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I might defer that question to HBO, only because, for us, I mean, I collect the coordinates, and my coordinates may not be, it's accurate. It's just that as far as plotting, I'm plotting it on a tool that may not be as refined as the software that HBO uses. So we are sharing the coordinates, and I would defer that question to them. But it's still on those, or that general area with the two lines.
Tom, this is Janet at HBO. We have a geologist headed out for an overflight as we speak, and so we will have more detailed information after they complete their mapping and observations in that overflight.
Okay, thank you. And Daryl, how wide is the front?
At the front, it's probably about 150 to 200 yards wide. It's fairly wide at the front. And there's also a lot of burning on the edges in different areas, like small breakouts along the both flanks or margins of the current flow right now. But nothing that's pulling away or presenting with any further lateral advancement. The vast majority of movement is in the north-northeast direction.
Okay. And does it appear that it could be on both lines of steepest descent at this point based on how wide it is?
Yeah, again, hard to say. I would really want to wait for HBO's assessment. Again, with their tools that they use, they might give us a much better qualified response. You know, with all of the flow behavior, HBO is who we lean on heavily for the qualitative assessment on the threat. So if you don't mind, we'll wait for their assessment and get information from them.
Okay, thank you.
Tom, this is Janet again at HBO. After the overflight, we will be posting an updated map and new photos, and we'll also post an afternoon status report giving the information.
Okay, that'll be great. Thank you very much.
Daryl, it's Chelsea with West Hawaii today. Can you repeat how wide the flow front was? I couldn't quite make it out.
I'm sorry. It's about 150 to 200 yards wide at the flow front.
Thank you.
Daryl, I'm Denise here. I want to touch back on something that I was asked about last week, which was the DOH air quality monitoring station. And you had mentioned that one was going to be installed in Kalapana. I was wondering if that, where specifically in Kalapana that was going to be, if that was going to be at Uncle Robert's, or it was going to be like more towards CB, let's say maybe space or something. And if you guys are also considering Kua'okala in Kapoho.
Yeah, thanks. I spoke to the Clean Air Branch or Environmental Health people last week, Thursday, at the community meeting. They were in the process of identifying a site for that fourth monitor. And I suggested that they consider the Seaview subdivision just because we are aware of the current
and I want to see the predominant wind patterns and where the smoke tends to be carried down in that area. So they were going to get back to me once they identified the location. They were going to consider that recommendation, the Seaview subdivision. So I haven't heard back from them yet. And it's just a point of note on our website. We do have the link to the DOH website, which has the access to the three monitoring stations, so you can see the air quality information and data that's being collected currently on their website. And again, there is a link on our website to that, as well as the DOH guidelines for air quality, which the numbers and the color codes are there for the public, as well as to see what kind of air quality standard.
Okay, thanks, Joe.